Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, see, I'm going to wonder how long it's going to take me to make the transition. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and my awesome special guest is with us this morning, as he is with us each and every Thursday morning, Mr. Shawn Watson. Good morning, Shawn.
Good morning. How you doing?
We are doing wonderful, wonderful. Well, good morning to each and every one of you. If you are in the Northeast, it is going to be a hot, hot, hot day, probably one of the hottest days in history or near one of the hottest days. So make sure you are prepared with your water and make sure you're able to keep yourself cool. Please check on older people that aren't able to get out. Make sure the babies, the animals have a way to cool down. Yesterday was hot, hot, hot. Today will be equally as hot. So just want to let people know that. Well, we were talking about relationships on Thursdays. If you've been tuning in, following the show, you know that. So we're going to talk about relationships this morning for the first half of the show. And then we have my good friend, Mr. Howard Scott, is going to come and talk to us a little bit about an event that he has to get the word out about, and he's going to come talk about that. But we're going to start with Mr. Shawn Watson. Shawn, what do you have for us today on relationship?
Well, we've already covered a lot of different areas in relationships this morning. What I want to talk about is forgiveness in relationships and how not to bitter, to allow your unforgiveness to turn into bitterness.
Okay. Well, take it away. Tell us what you got. We want to hear about that.
Well, first of all, this week, what I did was on Facebook, I did a little small, I guess you can call it interview or survey. And what I did was I was just asking people how much of a struggle it is if struggle for them at all to forgive a person who may have, you know, cheated on them or, you know, even been raped or, you know, any of those type of things. And I asked them how many of them can actually be able to forgive a person who may have done that to them. And, you know, I was really surprised that majority of the people actually said that that they actually would forgive the person who actually, you know, would do that. But the question I have is that people out there who struggle, you know, forgiving another person, and how do they know if they actually do forgive the person who actually did them wrong? Well, what I can actually say is that one of the questions you have to ask yourself about forgiveness is actually, are you saved? And do you believe in God?
Mm-hmm. And so this is what you ask the person that you're trying to that you're looking for forgiveness from.
Well, I was real curious about forgiveness and, you know, relationships and past relationships, and I was just kind of just wanted to see, you know, how many people actually believe in forgiving, because, you know, you still have people out there who, you know, they hold grudges against people who may have done them wrong, you know. And they never forgive. They always have that grudge in their hearts, and then that turns into bitterness because they start hating. I've seen a lot of, you know, women, whether it's on TV or anything like that, or even known them in general, and, you know, they would hold that in their hearts, and then they'll turn into bitterness, and then they end up starting to hate men. They end up, you know, going, you know, a separate way in relationships, if you know what I mean. Or they would cut off, you know, dating black men or dating a different type of race. They would go to, you know, dating a white guy or anything like that, because they would think that he would treat them a lot better than the treatment they were getting.
Well, so people who are struggling with unforgiveness in their relationship, you know, a lot of people would probably struggle with forgiving someone that has cheated on them. And even if they're saved, we know that people have this kind of relationship, even if they're in the church. There are people who will find out that their spouse has done, you know, infidelity or has committed adultery on them, and they will just definitely end it. Definitely. And even if they stay in the relationship, it doesn't mean that there is going to be forgiveness and then the relationship will go back to a loving, trusting, healthy type of relationship. So many relationships are so unhealthy, like those dysfunctional families. There are a lot of unhealthy relationships, just not able to forgive each other, not able to move on past hurts and disappointments. So people really, but what do you have to say on that, in that area?
Well, for me, just helping people and teaching them how to be able to forgive, because that's like the biggest problem. And I would say one of the things would actually be, before you can forgive, you have to ask for forgiveness yourself. And that comes through prayer and how strong your relationship is with God and stuff. So that would be the number one thing, is to just ask for forgiveness for yourself, because that will allow you to be able to pray to Him about the struggles you may have as far as forgiving the other person and trying to heal your heart.
But now, what if the person doesn't feel that they have anything to be forgiven for?
Well, a lot of times we actually do, because, you know, us being humans and everything like that, you know, it's human nature for us to, you know, make mistakes and you know, sin and all those different types of things like that. So We may think that we're doing everything right and perfect like that, but you know, God, He doesn't want us to hold grudges against, you know, people and, you know, have bitterness or hatred towards people. So I mean, as far as asking Him for forgiveness, because deserve that much as far as helping us through forgiving someone else. So it's a two-way thing. You ask Him for forgiveness, and then He'll allow you to be able to help you with your situation as far as forgiving someone else.
Mm. So in other words, if you can ask God to forgive you and see that He's done that, yeah, I totally agree that, you know, if we see forgiveness played out, but, you know, it's that a lot of people, even though they know this, they know that God has forgiven them, they've read the scripture that says we must forgive so that we too can be forgiven, yet people still really do struggle with that level of forgiveness. And then there are people who struggle with even asking for forgiveness from the person that they've hurt or that they've cheated on or what have you in a relationship. So, but that's good, though. No, you're right on target with having a teaching and a help that will help people, because there are so many people we know have this issue, and especially in the church, especially. The rate of divorce is very high in the church, and the rate of separation is probably even higher in the church. People get separated. And so you know, definitely going out there to talk about relationship and forgiveness and what have you. So hopefully you have found, I've seen some of your posts about that. Hopefully you found a way to really get that message into the groups on Facebook or wherever else you put them, that you've got that message in with the church people, okay?
Because yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
They are the main group. Like, you could take that flyer and put it in all the churches, because now you probably won't get, maybe you won't get a lot of outward people signing up saying, yeah, I want to know about it, because a lot of times in the church we like to cover up what's really going on. Which is how come it can be so pervasive. Because if it was being exposed, you wouldn't have that much of it. You probably wouldn't have any if we were exposing it. But since we cover it up, then it's able to live. It's able to continue and to grow and expand. So that's one of the big, big challenges in those areas. Whenever we try to cover something up, it's actually worse than if we were to go on and have someone come in and do a presentation, a seminar, or what have you. You would get rid of that curse, that enemy, because it really is an enemy in the church. Infidelity, people cheating. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's too funny. Last night, we were watching, someone had mentioned to my husband about watching this new TV show with Cedric the Entertainer. I don't know what's the person's name, but I think he's the guy that used to be on with Steve Harvey. And I know his first name is Cedric. I don't know what his last name is, but he has a new TV show out or something called Soul Man. Were you familiar with that?
Yeah, actually, I saw that during the week they were advertising that.
Well, he was on. He had this show, and he's a preacher in the show. He's a pastor, his wife, and then they have a daughter who is about a teenager, and the husband and the wife, who was very sexy. She was, you know, most of her breasts is showing, her well past a cleavage. I mean, really, I could see if she had a little. No. Her breasts were exposed. But then too, she's playing the role that she's like from the world, so to speak. Like, he married a girl that wasn't, you know, in the church, so to speak. So I guess that's why she would have been dressed that way, because that was part of the discussion that she, you know, he told her to change, and she said, oh, no, this is what I wear, whatever, whatever. But so here's this new show. Now this is the church. Now they're, you know, either they're laughing at us or they're saying this is how we really are. I don't know. But nonetheless, there they were. And in this church group, there's these women there, and they're talking about him as if, you know, the one lady was like, well, he should have married me, this and this and that, you know. And so, again, you know, I don't know where that's going, you know, but it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because it's almost saying that this is what it's about. So, anyway, I just wanted to know, did you get a chance to check that out? And in terms of, you know, what you do, how will you be able to use that, or maybe you'll be able to use that show for some of your segments?
Well, yeah, I actually didn't get a chance to actually watch it, but I saw it a lot, you know, around. But you know, one of the things I do want to say this morning is that how important closure actually is, you know, in the relationship, as far as, you know, forgiveness and any of these things that may happen in a relationship. Because if the door is never really closed and everything like that, then it's going to cause problems, you know, down the lines for your next relationship, or just, you know, you having this thing over you about, you know, getting into a relationship, whether it's the fear factor that you have or anything like that, you know, without getting that closure, you know, asking the person, you know, certain questions who may have done that to you. You know, why did you do this? You know, do you feel bad about what you did? You know, all these different things, all these different questions that you can, you know, ask, and then tell the person how you feel. I mean, it may not seem like it really matters, but just getting that closure actually is gonna, you know, put you in another place, because it's not gonna, you know, you're gonna know why. Because a lot of times people don't know why this person did this to them, or, you know, they don't get a chance to express themselves. You know, so.
You know, that's a great point. That's another great point, talking about that closure, wow, from past relationships. I totally agree with you. You know, I totally agree with you, because the enemy sometimes will very, very quickly wait to bring stuff up from your past, and he can do it a lot more effectively when there has not been closure, when we have not really accepted that, you know, God has remade us, that, you know, there's this new me, so to speak. You know, he told us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so when there's not been that renewing, we just sort of moved on, because a lot of people just moved on and they didn't really renew. So they moved on into this. And so, yes, a lot of times people from the past can come back and things happen. But I definitely believe that, you know, the relationship message, especially like the messages like what you have, and one of the topics that I talk about in my relationship one-on-one seminar, definitely, you know, these are topics that should be talked about, should be done at the church. Sure, they should be done at the college. Absolutely, it should be done in high school. But it should not, just in case a person missed those two situations, it should definitely be done. As a matter of fact, the main place it should be talked about is in the church, because a lot of the other problems that we find with members in the church stems from poor relationships. So let me see if this caller is my caller, and I have to take his call because he wants to share some information. But don't go away, Sean. Yes, is this Mr. Howard Scott?
It's me in the flesh. How are you, Lisa? Lalisa?
Wonderful, wonderful. We also have Sean Watson. He's also on with us, calling from Florida.
Well, how are you, Sean?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not Florida.
I'm doing well.
I meant to say Texas, not Florida. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, it's down south somewhere, and that's good. I'm glad to know that you have some supporters from the southern part of the country.
Well, he comes on every Thursday now for the past month, I guess, and we talk on the subject of relationships, so we're going to come back to him. But I know you wanted to get on, so Sean, don't go away. I know you wanted to get on and talk about this big event you're at. You know, you have such awesome, awesome events, Howard. And so when I got a call from your assistant about your event, definitely want you to come and tell us about it. Give us all the details. And by the way, you all, Howard Scott is a, you know, he is a, if you want to be successful in life, make sure you tune into his seminars, come to his workshops. Hopefully he'll be at some of our workshops coming up. He is just, I mean, he has a newspaper. He's an author. He has a book. He's a promoter. He's an awesome promoter of events. He travels all over the country, the world. He made his first $1 million when he was still yet a teenager, him and his twin brother, who I often get them mixed up. But they are awesome, awesome brothers. He's a very successful, he's an astute businessman, like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, so I don't want to take up too much more time. Let him tell you about his event.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for those kind words. I am steadily moving forward towards what God has called me here to Earth to do. You know, as you mature in this life, you always have to realize that it's not you, but it's He who sent you to do what He wants you to do. And as long as we become disciplined and obedient, we can carry on and do His will and be happy at doing it. So today I am happy at doing what He asked me to do. And what we're doing on Saturday, June 23rd, that's this Saturday, just a couple days from now, we're going to be at the Elmwood Park in Norristown, Pennsylvania. We're celebrating the Norristown Bicentennial. They have 200 years of existence, and they came to me a few months ago and asked me if I would provide for a gospel festival. So I said, certainly. Then I found out that gospel, the word gospel actually came from a gentleman by the name of Thomas A. Dorsey back in the 20s, and he coined this word gospel and started to move meticulously outward towards saints who were already in the church singing hymns and spirituals, but now he put a new twist of the blues inside of this great music that was helping so many souls. So I am so delighted that Vicky Yohe, one of the phenomenal psalmists, coming in, and she's going to be with us on Saturday singing some of her tunes.
Wow.
To the glory of God. We're going to have Keith Wonderboy Johnson, who is a Stella Award winner out of Brooklyn. He's going to be on the set. We have a collection of 200 voices from the church community of Norristown who will be there singing praises to the Lord. We have people coming in from Bloomfield, Touched by God Squad, one of the man and wife team coming in from, I believe they're out of Pennsylvania, but we do have a group out of Bloomfield, New Jersey coming, and we have Sherry Marcus Milano, a very inspiring jazz soloist who will be accompanied by a pianist, and they're going to come out and have a lot to do with this event. It's going to be happening from 12 noon to 6 p.m. And people who want to come, it's all free, you know. And people can go to www.mlkstat.com. That's like MLK, Martin Luther King, stat, like fast. So mlkstat.com, and get all of the information about what we're doing. And also, we're going to have vendors, of course. We're going to have food vendors and merchandise vendors. You know, I'm big on entrepreneurialism, and so we have to always support our vendors and our budding entrepreneurs. So we're going to give them about 4,000 or 5,000 people. And, of course, for the kiddies, we have free kiddie rides. You know, I always like for my kiddies to be able to wear themselves out with free rides so that their parents would love me, you know. So that's what we're doing. And we're going to have a great time. And I'll put my phone number out there. They can call the office at 484-684-6540, and I'll slow that down, 484-684-6540, and they can get more information. And people, we still have a few vending spots available for those who are entrepreneurs and want to come out and enjoy.
Well, that is fantastic, and thank you for that information. I did repost, I did share it on my page, celebrate the Norristown Bicentennial, and I, you know, if I didn't have other obligations, I would absolutely be there. Our Saturdays have been so busy here lately, but that sounds like an awesome, and I've been down to Norristown at a couple of other events that you've put together with the school. That was absolutely fantastic and fabulous. His newspaper Reflections, make sure you subscribe to that. But wow, Vicky Yowie, oh my God, how awesome is that? Powerful gospel singer. Love hearing, oh man. Boy, this is really going to be something. That's going to be, and then all the other performers that you've mentioned, and just being out there and the fellowshipping, watching, like you say, watching the children play in this nice, safe environment. You know, just watching you do your thing at these events, people you don't know. If you have never been to an event that this man puts on, trust me, it is top of the line. And he moves around, I'm telling you. Oprah Winfrey ain't got nothing on this guy.
I love you. I love you, Lalisa. And we're still a standing commitment. And I visualize it all the time. You sitting on Oprah's. I believe she still has that beige couch, so we're going to get you a seated net somewhere one of these days. You keep doing what you do, and you are loved by so many people, and so many people understand what your calling is, and you understand your calling, and it's just so powerful to see where you have come from and where you are going to, and I am so delighted to be a part of your show. I was listening earlier about the relationships, and you mentioned my most favorite scripture, which is Romans 12:2, and how that has to be a part of what we do on a daily basis, and so I'm just looking forward to continuing to learn more from you and about your artists, your guest that you have from Texas. So next Thursday I'll be listening in, because this idea of relationship building and relationships in general and the importance of them. In fact, I'm sitting with a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Lisa Van Loan, and she's going to be volunteering at the Gospel Fest. And we were sitting here having coffee talking about relationships.
Wow.
And then when I tuned in and you're talking about relationships, so I know I'm on the right page. So I appreciate you and what you do.
You know, this is critical, really, these relationships, and I thank God for, you know, our young brother here, Sean Watson, who I met right here on Facebook, and he, you know, he's, I met him, and out in relationships, and coming on the show to talk about it, and next thing I know, you know, he has a spot here every Thursday, and so if you want to go back and listen to the archives, people, please do, because he's really, you know, it's got a very, very good message. He's talked about people breaking up, and he's talked about what they particularly are looking for in a relationship a lot of times, and women don't know that.
Mm.
And the women looking for one thing, but the men are looking for something else, and talking about getting along and just so many other topics. But he does his homework. He doesn't just, you know, come here and talk about relationships. He does this for a living. You know, he has other things that he does as well. But he's a relationship expert and coach, and he's a speaker. He has a website. He has a website, SeanAWatson.com.
What is it?
YolaSite.com. Yes.
I actually connected with you on Facebook, so I'm going to go ahead and send you my website, because I noticed that you did the sharing for him, Howard Scott, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and send him my website as well.
Good.
Great.
That way he can have it.
We'd love to get you publicized there in Reflections News Magazine. So you get a chance to take a look at our magazine online. We have a online, which is ReflectionsMag.com. So I'm looking forward to reading more about you, Sean, and I look to promoting your work and to our readership.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm going to run, Lisa. I have a number of things happening. As you know, it's only a couple days out, but I appreciate you so very much. And I'll get you the DVD since you can't make it in person, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. So I can show it to people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll talk soon, Howard.
Very good. God bless and have a wonderful day.
You too. And say hello to the team for me.
I will. I will. Okay, Sean. Nice chatting with you as well.
Nice meeting you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Yes, Howard has an awesome team working with him. They're very supportive. They show up. They're bad. And they've been with him for years. For years, he supplied all of Essex County and many other counties with his other newspaper that him and his brother had for many, many years. So that went away. But you know, a true entrepreneur doesn't stop just because one ends. And so he's a person that he's very brilliant, very smart. Yeah, he knows a lot. This man reads everything, I believe. And he's really, really good. And he does a lot of workshops with the youth as well. He's very good, very dynamic. And if you catch him on stage, as a matter of fact, you can go to his YouTube page and you can see many clips of him. And when he comes to an event, he's coming correct. And so I always tease him. I say years ago, he was really big in the city of Newark, and you go to events, I mean, all the big events, if it was Donnie Cochran, you know, the Les Browns, these type of people would roll into town, he was right there because he always got the exclusive to the story, right? So he would be there, and you couldn't get near. I tease him. I said, now, Howard, I can just dial you up. I talk to you. He comes to my office. We meet. We talk. And I said, back then, you were like a bit, you know, you were so up there, I couldn't even get to you. You know, in a crowded room, you were like way over there, you know. So he laughed about that. But I said, look how God turned it around.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, hey, we're right here on the same level. And it's just amazing to see how, you know, you never know how you're going to end up. You never know. You can't look at someone and say that and think that, you know, God, yes, God is favoring them. They may have stuff. But you never know how you're going to end up. You can never say that, or you should. To me, I feel like this, no one should ever feel jealous of what someone has or what they're doing, ever. I don't care what they do. I don't care if it's Oprah. A lot of times we use her because she's like the biggest black person we know. So I don't care if it's Oprah. I don't care if it's, you know, Donald Trump. I don't care who it is. We should never, I just don't believe we should ever do that. I don't care if it's T.D. Jakes, you know, Pastor Paul White, whoever it is. Because here's the thing, I've seen God flip the script, okay? And one minute, you could be way down here. The next minute, you're way up here. But I've also seen people who were way up here the next minute. Yes, I've seen it. I'm telling you, I know. So people, my mother taught me this when I was a little kid. She taught all of it, and it stayed with me all my life. That's why it's very, very hard for me to get jealous of other people. Sometimes, sure, we wish we had certain things, but that's not a place you're going to find Lisa Williams in, Coach Lisa, because I can't. My mother taught me from a kid that you could be way down here today and way up there tomorrow. Likewise, you could be way up there tomorrow and way up here today and way down there tomorrow. That was a Barbara Branson teaching, and that's one I'll never forget because she taught it on a regular basis. But back to relationships. Sean, I tell you, this is a good word, though. You said, I love the part where you talked about that, definitely forgiveness. You talked about, you know, ask for forgiveness for yourself, understand how God forgives you, then you will have a better opportunity. Sometimes people know this, but they forget. You know, sometimes when you do things every day, you take things for granted. Some people forget how much God has forgiven us for. That's why sometimes we have to go back and remember, you know. And so that can help us forgive someone else, knowing that we also, too, need forgiveness on a regular basis. Not just that we needed it 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We need it every day. Every single day, I know I've either probably said something or done something or thought something that I need forgiveness for. So we thank God for that. And so likewise, we should be able to quickly forgive others who say something, do something, or think something toward us. So I think
because we all make mistakes. And,
yes.
And there's no reason for, you know, another person to be, you know, penalized and everything like that, because we have to look at it like, you know, when we make mistakes, it's not really a waiting period for us to get forgiveness from God. All he wants us to do is to confess and to, you know, explain the situation. And once we do that, you know, we become more closer to him. But without the forgiveness, you're separated.
Same thing, and like you said, in a relationship, so people need to know, but some people, they don't know. So that's good that they can tune into the show, they can find out, and certainly, again, persons may have heard it other places, but sometimes when it comes from very, you know, different people, you hear it differently. It's a different revelation, it's a different sound, and sometimes it just takes hearing something one more time. He says one plants, one waters. So sometimes you just, maybe someone else planted the seed about forgiving a loved one, somebody that's hurt us, and now you've come along and you've watered it. And God is still the one to add the increase of forgiveness. If I'm going to really forgive you, if I'm going to really forgive my husband, or let's just say I'm a married woman and my husband cheats on me, and if I'm going to really forgive that person, it's going to take the power of God. But the power of God is available to us. It's not like the woman was preaching the other night and said, you know, it's not like God's going to come in like Mighty Mouse, you know. Here I am to save the day. I love when she did that. It was so funny, Pastor Patty Roscoe. But, you know, God is, we already have the power within us. We don't have to wait for God to come. Oh, God, come on, give me the power, God. No, no, no. The power is within you already. You already have within you the power to forgive. That comes with the package. It's just like if you buy that one Zanzibar rice or whatever, inside comes a little flavor packet already to give it that burst. Inside, you don't have to buy anything separate. And that's what happens when we're saved. We already come with this power to do certain things. And then once we're baptized with the Holy Spirit, we have an even greater power. But that's the power that we get. That's what Jesus gave us. So we can forgive people and move on, you know, move on, you know, forgive them.
We have to, because the truth is, you cannot receive what he has for you if you haven't forgiven him, because that's still on your heart. And there's no peace without forgiveness. I mean, you can go around every day and tell people with your mouth that you've forgiven someone, but to forgive someone,
wow,
it means a lot more than just that. Forgiving someone, you know, means that you actually receive closure from that person, and it means that you're able to move on with your life without, you know, hating someone, or without, you know, being jealous, or, you know, having any kind of bitterness or anything like that.
That's such a great point. Yes, we don't want to walk around bitter or unhappy. You know, that's so true. The scripture even tells us that. He told us we will get nothing. He said, if you come with unforgiveness in your heart, don't expect anything from me. We need to forgive. This is really, really a big, big topic, and especially for the church. I mean, sometimes when it comes to people in the world, we cannot expect them to do things the way we do, because the Bible says this stuff is foolishness to those who are lost. So they want to laugh at us and say, that's foolish. But for the church, it's not foolishness. It's a way of life for us, this new walk. We have to forgive. We talk in the church. We talk a lot about love. But how can I really love you if I haven't forgiven you? Or we are quick to say, oh, I love everybody. I love. But do we really forgive? You see, because now that I forgive you, in my mind, the way I look at it, if I forgive you, Shawn, I can now deal with you. Some people feel that because the person is way over there and I don't have to deal with you, then they can say they've forgiven the person. But to now, for me now, if I'm going to forgive you, I can now interact with you. Because the Bible says, be good to those even who despitefully use us. So certainly if I can, do good to you, how can I do good to you in your way over there? You know, in order for me to do good to you, that means I got to be in relationship with you. You know, so we want people to have forgiveness for their spouses, and I know we only have about 60 seconds left to the broadcast. I don't want to get us cut off here because we're in extended time right now. But we certainly thank you for this awesome topic, bringing it up, talking about that forgiveness. We'll look for some more of your Facebook. I know you are accustomed now to putting your topics out there on Facebook, and that way people can make their comments all week and you get the pulse of the people. But I think it's a message that needs to go loud and clear that we want forgiveness because especially for couples in relationships, especially for married couples, again, we want to live in peace with our spouses. If you are just dating someone and there's this unforgiveness kind of a thing going on in the dating, you want to work through that. It's definitely before you get married and you're going through this, you want to work through it, understand what it is, so by the time you get married, you'll know how to handle problems and situations. Because the truth of the matter is, problems are all around us. They are going to spring up. But we have been given the tools and the weapons on how to defuse them, how to defeat them, how to destroy them and get them out of our lives when they come. They will come, though. They will come.
But we have to choose to do that.
Oh, yes, it's a choice. And on that note, we're going to say good. You know what? And again, that's another thing. You're right. We do have to. We have the ability. The authority to make a choice. We have been given the power to make choices. You're absolutely right. It is a choice, and so that's what you're here to teach people, how to make a choice to forgive, how to forgive, ask for forgiveness yourself, get closure with that situation, accept what a person might have done, accept it, talk about it, whatever you need to do with them, get that closure. Don't let it fester. Don't let it stay, uncovered, almost like a sore, a wound. If you don't treat that wound, it won't go away. But if you treat it, it'll heal, and all that's left there is a scar, possibly. But there will be no pain. So anyway, we really have 20 seconds. So Shawn, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who are in the chat room, if you're there in the chat room. Thank you for those who will listen to the archive. We'll be back tomorrow. Now, remember, we're only on at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're on at 5 p.m. We look forward to seeing you real soon as we travel to some of these cities around the country. We'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio, coming up very shortly. Then we'll be in Virginia. That's in September. And hopefully also in September or October, we're going to Florida. And so we have some other states that we'll be going to. And hopefully we'll be able to connect with you there. Have a great day, everyone. Let's make it a powerful day. Let's talk more about forgiveness. Let's try to forgive as quickly and as much as we can so that our relationships can be happy, joyful, peaceful, and that we can truly, and I believe this will truly please God. I think when he sees us act in forgiveness, I really think that moves God a lot. Till next time, have a wonderful day.
for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies.